So tell me about your education. Did you stay on to school? Did you go to university? What
No, I
happened?
didn't. No, I wasn't academic at all. I wasn't very clever at all. I didn't study as I should have done.
I'm sure the whole trauma of your experience would have made it more difficult to
It
do
was very
that.
difficult.
But
Very difficult.
what did you do then when you left school?
I worked in a bank. One of my friends said, "You should write a letter and ask if you can work in the bank," because people I was staying with were not very wealthy, and I felt I was there and they were looking after me. I wanted to go and get a job. And they said, "Well, why don't you write to the bank?" Because this friend of mine worked in the bank. So I wrote a letter and said, "Could I have a job with you?" So I had a letter back from the manager saying, "Why do you want to work? How old are you?" Told him, and he said, "Why do you want to work?" I said, I need some money. I need to work and help this family that I'm living with." So I was asked to be interviewed, and they sent me a letter to go to the bank. Well, I thought there was one bank in Scotland. I didn't know of all the different banks. I went to the Clydesdale Bank in Buchanan Street with this letter, and they said, "Oh no, you'll need to go. It's the Bank of Scotland up in George Square." So I went up there, and the manager was very kind and interviewed me, and he said, "Why do you want the job?" "Because I need money. I'm staying with these people, and I feel like I want to pay them somehow. It's 17 and six a week." So he said, "Well, we'll give you a job." So I started there in the bank, and I was there for till I was married.
And how did you meet your husband?
Again, that was through a Christian youth centre, CYC it was called, Christian Youth Centre. And we went to Bothwell Castle, an outing. And I was out, we were playing rounders, and I was out. I was standing, short hair, ankle socks, and my husband passed and he said to his friend, "See that girl? I'm going to marry her."
Really? Oh,
Didn't know me, had never spoken to me.
that's very romantic.
So he did. He did. He married me, and we had 61 happy years.
Oh, that was. And did you know once you met him that you were going to marry him?
No, I didn't. No.
He was more
He
certain.
didn't tell me.
That's amazing. And did you stop working once you got married?
Yes, once I was married, I'd stop because he was in practice then and needed me to answer the telephone. So I was his receptionist for a while.
And you had a family?
I had a boy and a girl. Girl first and then a boy.
What was your husband's medical speciality?
Ear, nose and throat.
And by that time, you said you discovered, you realised that your mother wasn't coming back. Was that because somebody told you or because you faced that reality?
No, I had a little booklet which said that they were sent to Riga. They had to walk to Riga and she didn't make it. And if they fell, I think they shot them. So she was buried in Riga in a mass grave.
And who sent you the booklet? How did you find that out?
It was a little booklet. I don't know where it came from.
But you
Told
thought
me that my mother had gone.
that must have been a terrible shock to
It
you.
was awful.
And your husband knew that you'd come from Germany
He
and
knew,
your
he
background.
knew, and his mother wasn't very happy about him being interested in a refugee girl. That was difficult for a wee while, but she soon got to know me and love me, and she said, "I know once we were married, I know you'll always have a clean shirt."
You can't take the German out of a German, can you?
No.